Hello and welcome. You're listening to the Injustice Radar podcast with your disappointed host, Michael Terabay.
From my earliest memories, food and me didn't get along at all. It seemed I didn't like anything, and to tell the truth here, I pretty much feel the same way even today. The biggest difference now is that adulthood has freed me from being yelled at to finish my plate, or else. This is Season 1, Episode 6. It seemed that most of my childhood was spent sitting at the table until I finished whatever food I didn't want to eat. We didn't have a dog, so there was no way out of it. But it's also where I earned my PhD in stubbornness. I'd stay there for what felt like forever to a kid at the table as I watched all my friends outside the kitchen window playing some game. Kill the man with the ball? Or something, because our yard was a big rectangle shape and it was perfect for football. I won't eat onions to this day. I just can't eat them. You can probably guess I'm skinny. You can't gain weight if you don't like food, right? And I do get hungry, as I've said in an earlier episode, so I do eat, just not a lot. My eating habits have changed a lot over the years, and yes, they are even strange to me, but I'm comfortably stubborn in my food selection. I suppose it may have started with an adult forcing me to eat food at their pace. I was a slow eater. With food being crammed in your mouth that you aren't ready for, along with having sensitive taste buds as a child, one can imagine my plight. Let's face it, many kids don't like certain foods at a young age anyway. I must have had the perfect storm of being a slow eater, not enjoying certain tastes and textures, and of course, being a budding INTJ in the making. Let's talk about what I don't like. To me, it's funny though, because I usually don't like certain foods in their original form. Here's a short list. I like orange juice, but not oranges, and that goes for almost every fruit that way. I like tomato sauce and tomato soup, but I won't eat a slice of tomato. And don't get me started on vegetables. If I think about it, which I'm being serious, I usually don't think of food. I don't think I like any vegetable of any kind except the starches and green peas, but definitely not green beans. Now let's go to dressings. Nope, nothing. I wouldn't eat anything with any dressings or condiments or sauce on it. I will add pepper to a potato, but never salt. Okay, what's next? Oh, desserts. Yeah, I do like cake and chocolate, vanilla, and ice cream, but not too much of it. On cake, I will scrape off the icing, and of course, no crazy ice cream flavors. At this point, you may be wondering, Guy, what do you even eat? Well, I like chicken, but really, I don't want to eat much cow, and absolutely no fish whatsoever. I'd be much happier taking a food pill or some kind of futuristic fast and easy space food and get on with my day. To me, food is a waste of time and a major flaw in our evolution. Sometimes I'll forget to eat and other times I'll be put out because I have to go eat something. I really could eat the same thing every day. I'd be perfect for long distance space travel. And now some situations I can do without, such as being invited to an expensive restaurant or to a friend's house for dinner, or parents of friends, and even worse, a girlfriend's parents' house or a dinner date. The horror! It may be worse than being a vegetarian. Having to explain what you can eat and what you can't, and worrying that there won't be something plain you can eat. It's so bizarre listening to people order food at an upscale restaurant, and I just tune out and focus on the bread, but no butter, of course. I've come to realize that taste and taste buds are a slippery slope. The more you expose your taste buds to finer and more flavorable foods, you'll be disappointed when you don't have those things. That certain sauce or seasoning, for example. If you can be happy with plain and bland things, you'll never experience the displeasure of not having those exotic flavors that you've been accustomed to. And when you do have those once in a while, you'll appreciate it. And now, a few things that bother me. A place like, let's say, Chipotle, as an example, has rice, but it isn't rice, is it? It's actually rice with cilantro and lime. I would like to order rice, but I have to say plain rice, which seems wrong to say because rice is rice. But if I want rice, I have to ask for plain brown rice, etc. On the menu, it says white or brown rice with cilantro and lime. But the workers will ask you, what kind of rice do you want? I know, But my INTJ personality is working in overdrive here. This is the faulty world I'm doomed to live and die in now. Okay, one more. And that's sweet tea and unsweet tea. Now again, tea is tea. It comes unsweetened already. That is what tea is. Everywhere you go, if you don't want sugar, again, that slippery slope, you have to say unsweet tea. Then they didn't hear that hard to stress un part, so you end up saying it again. And then, just to be clear, you add no sugar, okay? Man, I really just want brown rice with chicken and tea. But no, we have to go through hoops to get what obviously humans have labeled wrong, and I have to deal with this. It's the same when ordering anything. I find myself having to ask what all the ingredients are in a chicken sandwich. When I see grilled chicken sandwich, I think, okay, it's grilled chicken and bread, since sandwich implies bread. That's it. But no, they add tomatoes, lettuce, mayonnaise, whatever. But that's not what the menu says. Is it too much to ask to list everything that the menu item has? I mean, in a ridiculously overpriced upscale restaurant, they will list all the ingredients that is added to a selection in the most obnoxious use of French, Italian, and English languages that no one understands. So a fast food restaurant can't do the same? All right, I have to stop here. Guess what? I'm getting hungry. I want to thank you for listening to the Injustice Radar podcast. One can follow on Instagram and Twitter. Stay safe.